You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, we do it every week at this time. It's a great way to enter the sports weekend of football with the prop bets people are obsessed with. Curated by our very own R.L. Beard. Music, please.
Shout out, Michael. Destroyed it again. 2 weeks in a row in the prop bets. See if he can keep the streak going.
Probably not.
Let's start off tonight.
All right, what do you got?
And Eugene. Over or under 2.5 for Aiden Childs turnovers.
I'm going to go under. Again, it just becomes untenable. And by the second turnover, I'm going to say under. He's seeing it a little better. And that fumble last week, his head was on backwards. I don't blame him for that one.
You said turnovers, just
correct.
In general.
That's when you turn the ball over.
Thank you, Rico. Very, very good. Just asking a question. I'm sorry. Yeah, three turnovers is hard to project. I'll go under.
All right. You're right. It is hard to project. I really want to, but I'll go under.
What?
Yeah, I'll go under.
Okay. I'll go under as well. I think two is the max for him. Over under 0.5 for Nick Marsh touchdowns.
Full week of practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's their best deep shot guy, right?
Apparently he's starting.
And there'll be some garbage time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the over.
Now, a touchdown's when you get in the end zone, right? Yeah, over.
It is when the ball covered in pigskin crosses the threshold.
When you take the ball and you put it in the system.
Very accurate. You're right. I'm going to go under. Still not sure. I know he had a full week, but I'm still not sure with him.
Kenny, you went under? Okay.
I went over.
Oh, you went over? Okay. I'm going to go over as well. I do think that in order to win this game, you need a playmaker, a difference maker, and that's the only really one that they have. Mike, what?
To win this game, you would need Oregon to forfeit.
Right, because there's never been an upset ever in college football. This would be the first if it ever happened. My goodness, never seen it before. Sign Kentucky at Ole Miss. Dylan Gabriel passing touchdowns over under 3.5.
Under. I think they'll be able to run the football a little bit too, but I just under. I mean, he hasn't put up crazy numbers yet.
Yeah, I'll go under as well. That seems like a lot.
If it's over, it means Oregon scored 50.
Yes.
God, say what's in your heart, Jesus.
I'll go under.
I guess I'm the only one. I'm going to go over.
Wow.
Whoa.
You just sold me on hope, and then you just said Dylan Gabriel's going to dot us with four touchdowns?
I mean.
Damn, bro.
Geno Smith threw four, and they still lost.
Hope just got stabbed in the heart quickly.
Damn. Just means you got to score five. That's all. MSU total points, over under 13.5.
I'll say over, barely.
Yeah, I'll say they have. When you said the number, I was thinking somewhere between 14 and 17, so I'll say over.
I feel dirty, so I got to go under.
Oh,
okay. Too positive first couple. Can't do it anymore.
All right.
You going to answer?
Over.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It was Arizona on my sheet already.
That's okay. We just want to hear the word from the Lord.
To Ann Arbor. I mean, that's actually going out to Seattle. Orgies completed passes over under 9.5.
I'm going to say over like I did last week. I think gradually he will complete more passes. Doesn't mean they're deep shots. Doesn't mean they're even over 5 yards. And I think Michigan's going to need him to throw because I don't know that they're going to control this game. I'll say over.
They could be five or less. He can't complete those passes. So I'm going to go under.
Yeah, we hit you with that stat on the five-star zone.
Yeah, it looks like he had, what, 10 last week? So, yeah, I'll 10. Say over.
Okay. Kenny says he can replicate it. Yeah, I'm going to say under.
Oh, my God.
I just don't believe. Dono! Rushing yards, over or under? 47.5.
I'm going to go under. Washington actually is really good at stopping interior runs. Mullins is clearly the best back on the team. I just got done saying they're going to have to throw it a little more. I'll go under.
Yep, stopping the run. Plus, you didn't do it last week. I'll say under as well.
That's a joke, right? Under.
Dono.
Really? You know what? For Dono and Doug's sake, I'm going to go over. He gets to 48. Kenny, technically, that's more than 47.5.
Thank you, Rico.
Will Rogers, Washington quarterback, interceptions, over under 0.5. He hasn't thrown one this year.
Go under. There are guys open against Michigan. Just got to stay away from Will Johnson. I'll say under.
Yeah, it doesn't take much for a pick, though. Tip ball, batted down. I'll say over.
You're right. You know what? I'm probably stupid. You're right. No, Kenny, you're right. It's just a tip ball or something stupid, I lose. But I'm already committed to hell with it.
Thing is, he hasn't had one. Will Johnson's been a little banged up, so I'm going to go under.
Yeah, I think that they're going to do the same thing that USC did. And wherever Will Johnson is, we're not throwing to that side of the field. We will go attack the other guys. Orgy passing touchdowns, over under 0.5.
Under. It's really hard to throw in the red zone. It's really hard to throw in the compressed area. Maybe there's a play action from the one or something, but I'm going to say under. He just hasn't shown it.
It's really hard to throw in the red zone, but for Orgy, it's really hard to throw anywhere, so I'll say under.
Slanderous?
Kenny with the line of the day.
True. Under. You're right, Kenny. You're right.
I think it is that bootleg from the two-yard line. Looks like he's going to run and flicks it in. I'm going to go over. Michigan's second half points, over under 7.5. They start fast, they don't finish fast.
Ooh. Yeah, it's such a difficult thing to project. I really don't like this question.
Okay, we'll throw it out.
No. I'll go under. UW's actually done a really good job possessing the football this year, and they're balanced. I don't know. And you're right, Michigan hasn't looked right in these second halves. I'll go under.
You're giving me less than two scores, though. Ooh, that's such a good number.
Ooh, Jim.
I'll say over.
At least you showed up today, unlike TJ.
I'm going to go with hope here. I'm going to go over.
I like that. Good for you.
I'm going to go under as well, Michael. Oregon touchdowns or Tigers run scored on Saturday?
Oregon touchdowns.
Yeah, Oregon touchdowns for sure.
Wow. Tigers runs on Saturday.
No faith in it. Thank you, David.
It's not about faith. It's about 4-3 or something like that. I don't know. 3-1.
It's not going to be, yeah, huge
I'm going
difference.
Tigers. Mm. I'm going Tigers. More passing yards in the NFL. Justin Fields, Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones. I think the Steelers are going to be very run heavy against a beat up and bad Dallas defense against the run. I'll say Jones.
I've been waiting all day for a Sunday night. Going to go Fields.
Give me Daniel Jones.
Hater. I know. It feels terrible to say it, doesn't it?
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to go Daniel. Wait, no, Neighbors isn't playing, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'm going to go Justin Fields.
Okay, then.
finally, more rushing yards, Aiden Childs or Alex Orgy?
Orgy, come on. Orgy.
Yeah, Orgy, of course.
Orgy.
I mean, Aiden's looked better running it, but I mean.
See, I'm going to go Aiden because I think he's the better running back. Like, he actually scrambles and picks up yards where the other guys just trip over their feet. So,
wow.
That's
uplifting stuff.
Is your Prop Bet Casino 97.1.